Hello, good morning, how you doing? Waking up, waking
get up with,
ladies and gentlemen,
Josiah and Ellie.
It goes like this.
Yo, boom. yo, what up, my dogs? Happy Thursday.
E-Chain was on the show yesterday.
Yeah, she was, but you can take E-Chain out of the studio, but you can't take the studio out of E-Chain. It doesn't work.
You can't take the E-Chain out of Ellie?
Yeah.
Two different people, mind you, aren't they?
I got that wrong.
Are they two different people or two different personalities?
Two different personalities. We share the same body.
Right, so you are a diagnosed schizophrenic. That makes a lot of sense now.
We've got the same rock and rig as each other, though.
Do you now?
Yeah.
I'll be the judge.
Yeah, well, I mean, got my final weigh in at F45 after the 8-week challenge today.
How are you feeling about that?
Bit nervous, because what if I've put on weight and fat instead of muscle?
Well, if you've put on weight, you think it would be muscle, because did you know muscle weighs heavier than fat?
I know, but this is a special machine that breaks it down into whether it's fat or whether it's muscle.
How are you feeling? Where do you think you've put on and where do you think you've taken off?
I don't really feel that different. My aim was to get abs by the end of it. If I'm hungry and I haven't eaten anything for a bit, then I can get abs.
Do you have abs?
Only when I'm hungry.
I tell you what, you got two guns right there.
Oh, stop it, these bad boys. Step aside. Now, it should be interesting. I'll tell you the results tomorrow, maybe. Please. Unless I'm embarrassed.
I can confirm you are now obese. Yeah. Huh? I've been doing this for 8 weeks. How did I get obese? Yeah.
It's 8 weeks worth of cheeseburgers, pretty much. Hey, today's catch up is a bit of fun.
Sign me up for that 8-week challenge.
Yes.
You can do the 8-week F45 challenge. I'll do the 8-week cheeseburger challenge.
Hunjo. You could do it. Do you know what? If all you had was a cheeseburger every day, you'd lose weight.
Yeah, I think so.
300 calories in a cheeseburger. That's nothing.
Yeah, you've done your research.
Yeah, I mean, what are you talking about? I don't even know. Hey, today's catch up's fun. We get the treasurer of the country on the show.
That's right. Big scoop, wasn't it? For the Goulburn Valley to get that over every metro market, I'll take that as a little win.
Hey, we searched for the whistle team as well in today's show and heaps of other fun stuff too. So enjoy. We'll speak to you again soon.
This is...
Are we ready?
The catch up
with
Josiah and Ellie.
Now, Ellie, we've had some big guests on this show before, but no one bigger than this man. Now, all everyone's been talking about this week is the federal budget. And it's an absolute honour to have the Federal Treasurer of Australia, Josh Frydenberg, on the show. Now, Josh, thank you, first of all, so much for your time. Now, yesterday, though, on the show, we were celebrating your new budget, E-Chain. She came out, you may have heard of her, performed a rap about it. I'm going to play a quick grab about how she went. Here we go.
You get an extra G in your wallet, because tonight we're putting out the budget.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We thought we'd be in surplus. Well, Australia, that ain't true.
How good is E-Chain, Josh Frydenberg? How do you feel after hearing that?
Australia is back on track.
I get Australia's back in black, Josh, but I'm not talking about Australia. I'm talking about how you personally feel about Ellie's rap.
Australia is stronger than when we came to government 6 years ago.
Oh, come on, Josh. I get it. You're trying to be a typical Polly now. You're trying to skim around the real answer. Fine, I'll play it your way. Tell us about how E-Chain's rap just there that we just heard. What has it done for Australian society?
Growth is higher. Unemployment is lower. There are fewer people on welfare. School and hospital funding are at record levels, and the budget is stronger.
I'm glad the Australian society are all reacting very well to the rap. But to be honest, Josh, I don't care about the budget. Ellie and I need your help. As the Treasurer of Australia, help us out here. We talk about money a lot on this show. How do we approach our boss here at the radio station about us being underpaid?
Every one of us wants to see wages growing faster. But let me be clear. The answer to these challenges is not higher taxes.
Oh, righto, Josh Frydenberg. That doesn't help our situation very much. But anyway, I'm going to wrap up this interview. We're not really getting anywhere. But because you are on an FM radio station right now, you got any song requests?
Back in the black.
Back in black? All right, mate, this isn't Triple M. But here it is, as requested by the Federal Treasurer of Australia, Josh Frydenberg, Back in Black. Thank you very much for your time here on Hit 96.9.
Cause I'll never die.
Hit Breakfast
with
Josiah and Ellie.
Have I ever told you about like this dream that I've had all my life, ever since I was a kid and I was obsessed with Harriet the Spy?
Oh, I thought it was the one of me naked on all fours waving to you.
Why are you on all fours?
I don't really know. I just, you're the one with the dream.
Okay. All right. Well, no, that's definitely never happened.
Okay. Well, you told me that this morning.
Okay.
So.
No, I did not. Stop saying stuff like that because people are going to believe it.
It is. You said it before the show.
No, my dream is about being a spy.
Okay, cool.
I think I'd be a really good spy.
Oh, you have to be a very good liar to be a spy.
Yeah, actually, that's a good point. Well, I've always thought, you know, I'm a bit wily, you know, I'm petite. I can run, like, hide in places, and I'm a good actress, so I could act as, like, a Russian from, like, drinking the vodka at the bar and then finding the criminals, you know?
I think you've just watched too much James Bond,
okay,
to be honest.
Maybe. Anyway, yesterday I had a moment where I thought, I'm becoming a spy. I'm finally getting my mission. So I always thought that they'd call me randomly and leave this anonymous message being like, Ellie, we need you to go on this mission. It happened to me, Jay.
Have you been trained, can I ask?
Oh, no, who needs training? It's pretty easy, isn't it?
So what, they're just going to call upon a random person, yeah, by calling you when they know nothing about you?
They listen to the show, obviously. What I didn't pick in this situation, I thought when they called to leave me my mission message, I'd be able to understand what they were saying. It's not what happened. So I got a missed call from a number that was 22224446 yesterday.
Yeah, it's definitely James Bond's number.
I was like,
number.
Here we go. This is obviously MI6 giving me a buzz. Couldn't answer it. So they left a message. Here's the message.
15 a.m. 关闭您的账户，详情请按一。
Okay, so it goes on like this for a while. Now, I'm no Chinese speaker, but I'm pretty sure that's them leaving me a mission.
Are you 100% sure that's Chinese?
Well, yes. I mean, I speak... Actually, no, I'm not going to say this. Yes, I'm sure it's Chinese because I'm a spy. I'm bilingual.
What you were going to say is you know how to speak Japanese.
No.
Because you can.
I can.
That's a true fact. Ellie went to Japan for school, right?
Hi.
Because you learnt Japanese. And so you can confirm as a Japanese speaker that that isn't Japanese,
yes,
correct?
Yes.
So it's sounding and hopefully most likely Chinese.
Yeah.
Give us your best Chinese accent.
No, I'm not going to do it.
Well, if you're such a good spy and if the Chinese government are calling on you to become a Chinese spy, surely.
Then I've got it. Nah, because that obviously my mission has something to do with English speakers or they wouldn't have contacted me. But anyway, I was like, here's my moment. This is the Chinese version of Pink Panther.
Oh, is it?
I was like, here my moment. I'm going to become a spy. I wonder what my mission is. Am I going to go to Beijing? Am I going to go to, I don't know, the former Olympics site? Maybe someone's trying to rob that or something.
My name is Ellie and I like to work at a Chinese restaurant.
But I thought I better just make sure that this is like what's happening. Like, just confirm it. I was 99% sure, but I just had to confirm it. So I messaged my friend Penny, who speaks
Wong?
Chinese. Penny Chung.
Great politician,
close
Penny Wong.
Enough. No, Penny Chung, I sent her a message and I said, just checking, am I like becoming a spy? This was what they're saying. And she said, ha 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 ha, no, it's a scam. I received the same one too. It's targeting poor Australian Chinese people. She's saying she's from the Chinese embassy and you need to pay a sum to their bank.
So
pay all
the
of
money.
A sudden, apparently I'm a Chinese student who's not paying for my visa. Instead of a cool spy for the MI6.
Not to turn this to a serious topic, but we had a South Korean boy live with my family when we were younger, and he had a similar thing, but that someone was leaving voicemails in Korean.
Yeah.
He fell for it. They threatened to kidnap him and his family.
I know.
We lost him for a couple of months. He went missing because he was so scared.
Oh, God.
Yeah, we thought he'd actually and his parents ended up giving money, like thousands and thousands to these people.
No.
It was all a scam.
Well, that's the thing. Apparently this scam has actually got quite a few people because they get scared. So I guess I'm not a spy for the Chinese embassy, but I am, you know, a voice of concern for the people of the Goulburn Valley. If you're a Chinese person and you've received this and you understand what they're saying and you're getting scared, it's not true, guys. And also, if you've got any missions, please send them my way. I'm still waiting.
This is The Catch-Up
with
Josiah and Ellie.
Hey, Ellie, I'm a barefoot bandit, and guess what? I love it.
No shoes, no shirt, and I still get service. Watch.
Girl, look at that.
Yeah, I know. This morning it went to the next level, though, your barefoot bandit ways.
Yeah, I rocked up to, well, I didn't, it's not really a one-off. I rock up to work shoeless most of the time. If you do follow our Instagram page, you would have seen I put up a video of me doing the Vans challenge a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
I'm barefoot in that video. There's a few comments about that. No biggie, guys. It's just who I am. I don't wear shoes. And it's starting to become an issue for other people, though.
Well, the thing is, this morning it was like 13 degrees or something when we got into work. And you rock up with no shoes on. Isn't it just uncomfortable? Like, aren't your tootsies cold?
No, they don't get cold. It's nice. It's like it regulates your body. It's like scientists recommend when you sleep at night to have at least one or both of your feet hanging out of the bed so it regulates your body because you need some of that natural cold air. That's why I don't get hot at night. I'm a scientist, baby.
I just love how you've got life all figured out. You do your cold showers to not get sick. You got the feet out to not get what? Keep your body regulated.
Yeah,
what do you mean?
This is why I'm so healthy, guys. Forget the shingles.
Shingles, laryngitis. What else have you had this year?
Well, it's become a real issue for myself and my roommate, Morgan, because the other night we decided to go to Cold Rock, and that's not a one-off occasion. We decided to go there a lot because we're obsessed. Like I said, two scoops, regular, Milo, flake, and if I'm feeling really lucky, I'll get some Nutella put in as well.
Oh.
Down packed. Don't worry about that. Cold Rocket are not a sponsor and they definitely should be.
Sponsor of you, if anything.
Personal sponsor. Yeah. Shout out to my Instagram page. Feel free to contact the station as well. We have advertising space for you. We rock up. And my Morgan goes, you're not coming.
My Morgan.
She's all mine. My roommate Morgan rocked up. She goes, you're not getting out of the car, are you? I'm like, well, of course I am. I'm buying Cold Rock. She goes, not with it. Put some shoes on. I said, I didn't bring any shoes. She's like, what do you mean you didn't bring any shoes?
Yeah.
Like, what do I need shoes for? We're just going to get ice cream.
Yeah, but you're going into a public place.
It doesn't matter.
Where food is being prepared.
And this is what I got to establish, right? Where I grew up is a beach town.
Yeah.
You don't wear a shirt, you don't wear shoes.
Yeah.
So everyone says a lot about me. And I get we're here. It doesn't matter where I go, though. If I'm down at the river, no shoes. If I'm getting a coffee, no shoes. I felt a lot of peer pressure lately when I go for coffees to have to put some shoes on before I get out of the car because people look at me and judge me a lot.
So they should, because this is not a beach town. You're right. I have a rule where you've got to be within, I'm going to say 1.5 Ks of a body of water for you to be eligible to not wear shoes.
There is. I live near the Goulburn River. That'll do. There's
rivers
everywhere. You don't really
swim at the Goulburn.
I do.
Do you?
Yeah, all the time. I swim there at least 3-4 times a week.
Oh, okay.
So that'll do, doesn't it? No, it doesn't apparently, because I walked up into Woolworths the other day.
Yeah.
People are staring at me like I'm some homeless guy off the streets because I'm doing Woolworths. I'm in the cold section with no shoes on.
Which Woolworths? Were you at the one at Marketplace?
Yeah, it was at Marketplace.
That's inside a shopping centre. That's even worse.
I don't care. I'm me and I'm not going to change because people are judging me for having no shoes on. It's just who I am. Not to mention.
Well, who I am is someone who enjoys going out naked, but I'm not going to change for people. That's what you sound like.
Yeah, but I've got clothes on. It's not like I've got the old japper hanging around in the wind. It's just my feet. Have a look at them, Ellie. Look at them right now.
They are the hairiest hobbit feet I've ever seen. No one needs to see that.
I mean, there is a few extra hairs on my toes and on my foot, but don't worry about that. I'm Albanian. It's pretty normal.
I just got an at-home IPL system if you'd like to borrow it. Get rid of those little toe hairs.
Could you shave my feet? That would be great,
cute.
Actually. Football season starts Sunday.
Okay.
Might need to shave my feet before I put the boots on.
I'll shave your feet on the show tomorrow.
13, 12, 16. Shoes or no shoes? Am I okay? Is there anyone else out there that can back me up? Is it okay to go out in public without shoes? Or am I a rare abnormally? Am I a little bit different?
What are your thoughts? Shoes or not? Is it okay?
Shoes off.
Shoes off is okay?
Shoes off is okay? Oh, definitely.
Oh, Tracy, I love you. Why are you like me? You a bit of a barefoot bandit?
Never wear them.
Never wear them. Even if you go into like church or something?
Don't go to church, but don't wear them at work. Can go shopping? Oh, look, I will wear them if I go to public toilets.
Yeah,
because apart from that, no, don't wear them.
Yeah, Trace, we draw the line at Tinia, don't we?
All right, thanks for your call, Trace.
No worries.
All right, let's move on to Rach from New Merca. Rach, what are your thoughts? Shoes on or off in public?
I'm sorry, Desai. You have to wear shoes in public because how do you take your shoes off before you come in the house?
Oh, I don't need to. That's my point.
No, the rule in my house is when you come in the door, you take your shoes off.
Yeah, but how
so
convenient.
How do I get you to take your feet off before you come in the house?
Rach, I would be the perfect person to live with you because I don't need to take anything off. I just walk straight in.
But you're walking all foot past dirt straight in my house.
Don't
That's
worry
a great
about
point.
That.
I'd have to have a bath for you every time outside the door.
Hey, and I'll volunteer for that bath every time, Rach.
That is a great point. So if he's going to the shops, no go?
No, definitely not.
All right. The tribe has spoken, Josiah. Thanks for your call, Ray.
No worries. Bye-bye.
I don't think we've had a topic that's divided people this much in a long time,
Josiah. I actually didn't expect to have this much support in the Golden Valley, but I am enjoying it quite a lot.
I've got one call in particular, Josiah. Now, you told a story about how your roommate gets really mad at you when you go out in public without shoes on. So, lo and behold, guess who's called through?
Oh, she hasn't.
Your roommate, Morgan. Good morning, Morgs.
Hi.
Morgan, behave yourself. I know where you live. No.
Firstly, I'm so sorry, A, that you have to live with him, and B, that you have to go out in public with him with his shoeless attire. How do you feel when he does it?
Honestly, it's actually a little bit ridiculous. Everywhere we go, bare feet, everywhere.
But I don't understand what your problem, because Morgs gets so embarrassed. Like, can you please just put some shoes on before we get out of the car? The answer is no. What's your problem and what's your issue with it?
Look, not only is it embarrassing when we're out, but if I clean the floors that day and you come home with your dirty feet, no.
Such a good point, Morgs.
I wipe them before I come in the house.
No, you don't. Yeah.
And you can't really, what do you mean you wipe them? You get a little wet wipe out, or you're just like brushing them against the doormat?
Absolutely, I've never seen that.
Hey, when you've got your own personal cleaner, why do I have to worry?
Morgan, don't you dare clean up after this grub.
I swear, I should be getting paid for this, I swear.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
Don't you hate it when you're trying to fall asleep at night and there's just that little...
Oh, my goodness. At the moment, it's every night. Yeah. I don't know what's going on in the air. I don't know if it's the fruit trees or what it is, but somehow a fly happens to get in my room every single night.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm not talking about flies. I'm talking about mosquitoes. Sorry, was my mosquito buzzing
both.
Sound?
Whatever that sound is, doesn't sound like either. It sounds horrific. But I've had both of them. Last night was mosquito, night before fly. Get stuffed. Leave me alone. I get up so early.
Oh, I sleep with a can of Mortain beside my bed every night. Legit, because I can't deal with the sound of mosquitoes in my ears trying to fall asleep. It's not okay. But turns out, Josiah, there's an alternative to poisoning these mosquitoes to keep them away. There's a more environmentally friendly way of repelling mosquitoes that has just been discovered by scientists. And you want to know what that is?
What?
Instead of spraying Mortain, my friend, just play a bit of this. That'll help you fall asleep,
right? That's too early for that absolute rubbish.
Scientists have proven that Skrillex music / extreme dubstep electronic music is successful in stopping mosquitoes from A, feeding, and B, doing the naughty.
Wait, is this like a flea collar that you put on a dog that some use and that it makes a sound that we can't hear that the fleas can, that stops them from going on the dogs? That's what it does. It's essentially the same thing. Mosquitoes hear Skrillex.
Well, I don't know. I think it's more the vibrations in the air that they don't like. I mean, I don't know. I don't pretend to be a scientist. But basically what they've ascertained is that when it's like this, they're like, go feeding. They go in a bit of a feeding frenzy. All the mozzies are like, but when it's like this, no, none of that.
Since when are flies and mosquitoes the cookie monster?
That's what they feel like on my skin. They're like,
pretty sure they just bite you once and that's it. They suck your blood out and move on. They don't munch on you like a cookie monster.
They do. I'm just falling asleep next minute. They're all over me.
I don't get bitten by mosquitoes. I haven't in years and years. They just fly above me and annoy me. They mustn't like my blood.
Nah, I wouldn't.
They know they can catch something.
I know exactly. With the amount of infectious diseases you've had this year, I wouldn't be surprised. I'd be steering way clear as that.
Hey, forget Skrillex. Just get shingles. That'll deter them.
This is The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie. Solving life's biggest mysteries.
Or not.
With Josiah and Ellie.
Yeah, it's where we get scientific. We really impart wisdom into the people of the Goulburn Valley.
Yeah, well, my prior career to radio was science. And I'm not great at solving...
First I've heard of it.
Yeah, never told you that. So I don't want to solve the big issues like aliens in outer space, the Bermuda Triangle. I solve the big things like the old women have bobs.
There's so many people already working on those things, like NASA. You know, stop stealing our jobs. We've got to tackle different issues.
This morning we got a huge one, and it's something that I discovered because I was doing it to myself last night. Oh, that sounds weird. And so I thought I'd get Boss Benny in to help us out.
That didn't sound good, mate.
It did not sound good.
When I tell you what it is, it's going to sound even worse. Yeah. I was tickling myself. So today's subject.
At least we know what Josiah's doing late at night when he's by himself.
What I want to talk about today is, can you, is it possible to tickle yourself?
Do you mean like tickle as in like, tickle, 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 here we go? In or any, do you mean like, oh,
any way, shape or form, is it possible to be ticklish when you do it to yourself, not somebody else?
Nah, no way.
Yeah, I'm leaning towards Benny here. I tickle myself. I'm not really ticklish if you tickle me, like, apart from in one spot.
Did you see what? No. Come on, you two.
I do enjoy a back tickle. Like, if I'm ever with, like, my boyfriend or something, I'm like, tickle my back, tickle
my back.
Yeah,
but that's your boyfriend doing it, right?
Yeah. Tickle your back. Yeah, this is new to me as well.
What? Like a back scratch.
Oh, yeah, a back scratch.
Yeah, it's a tickle. That's not a tickle. My friend and I, Georgia, whenever we see each other, we instantly start tickling each other. As in, like, tickle my back.
Yeah, but you can obviously tickle somebody else.
I'm surprised Josiah didn't come in on that. Anyway, kick out.
Love to. If you raised your arms up right now and I came from behind you and tickled you really hardly under the arms, you'd be ticklish. We know someone else can tickle you. My question today is, can you tickle yourself? Benny said no, so you're leaning towards no as well?
I can't tickle myself to the point of, like, laughing, but I can tickle myself to the point of... like enjoying a back scratch.
Chaney, just take the rest of the day off, mate.
Let's
talk to you, Josiah, because last night you were doing this.
Yes, I was.
With success or without success?
It was, have you got an Instagram message there? Last night, just before you get to that, Ellie, I was tickling myself. And I had some success, yes, in certain areas. It was more successful than others.
How did you start, though? Like, how did you sort of, did you have some dinner, have a shower, and just thought, oh, there's nothing on TV?
Like I said, my brain is a very weird beast. You heard that, Josh Frydenberg.
Anyone seen Josiah? He's just in the other room having a quick tickle.
Having a quick tickle. Under my arms, look, I'm not laughing right now. If I go just there, just above my pelvic region, I get a little bit ticklish.
We had a message on the Hit GV Insta from Laura. She has brought up a great point. You can tickle the top of your mouth with your tongue. 100%. I do that all the time.
What do you mean?
Like you go...
You do what?
No, do that again. It's a great show.
I don't understand what you're saying about tickling your own mouth.
Like, no, if you rub your tongue at the top of the roof of your mouth, just rub it.
Yeah, I can with your feel tongue. It. It's not tickling.
With
it's
the
not
end tickling. Of your tongue?
No, I can't feel it. It feels good. Do you want the answer, guys?
Yes,
please. Because I actually emailed a scientist yesterday when I was lying awake afterwards.
Who's your scientist, your mate?
Sarah Jane Blackmore.
From where?
She's from the Institute of Cognitive Neuroscience. Here we go, at the University of College in London.
Okay.
Because I Googled.
You really reached out. Sure.
I had a tickle by myself last night, and then I thought I'll
follow this up.
I'll email a tickle
doctor. I'll head overseas, see what they're doing over there.
Sarah says, this is what she wrote back to me. The answer lies at the back of the brain in an area called the cerebellum.
Oh, yeah, I know that one. I did human bile.
It was involved, of course you did, in monitoring movement. So their studies at the University of College in London show that cerebellum can predict sensations when your own movement causes them, but not when someone else does. So when you try to tickle yourself, it predicts the sensation. Therefore, you cannot tickle yourself.
Do you know what? I'm going to sleep better tonight knowing that.
Josiah's not.
You know
apparently,
what?
He's going to be
That's what this segment's all about.
Can we try this again?
Trying to tickle
and emailing some
not.
Other doctor over in California.
Well, I don't sleep at night. Now I will tonight because I know the answer. Solving life's mysteries.
Imagine Jez at a barbecue. Hey, guys, do you know the...
Or like just on the weekend. Hey, do you want to come over to mine on the weekend? You know, and your friend's like, oh, yeah, just... Having some beers?
Mate,
nah,
I'm happy
just having
for you.
A tickle.
This is really good.
Even though I know the answer, you know what? I'm going to still try to tickle myself tonight anyway.
Of course
anyway.
You are.
Good boy. Get up with Josiah and Ellie on Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Hey, we started something that we didn't see coming the other day. We did a little phone topic on what sports you think should be added to the Olympics. We got this call from James. James, what sport do you reckon needs to be added to the Olympic agenda?
Extreme whistling.
Oh. Extreme whistling. Do you know what, Josiah? You and I are quite good at whistling. We could be part of the whistling team.
I mean, it's not bad. We'd have to check to see if it's on the agenda already, though.
We did check. It's not. It's not an Olympic sport. There is a World Championships for whistling, though, in LA later this year. And so we asked our boss if maybe we could get a little whistle team together, because if there's no Australian whistle team, who's to say we can't create one?
It's unbelievable to think that we could represent our country.
I know. It's been literally a dream of mine since I was a kid.
I mean, my dream was to represent in football or something.
Mine's the
rugby
Olympics.
Or athletics. But now, when all those dreams go to pass, you may as well start a new one. If there's no whistle team and we can represent our country, I'll take it.
Exactly. It's the beauty of whistling. It can be done at any age, from the young to the old. You could be the youngest Olympian ever or the oldest Olympian ever just by putting your lips together.
Would we be the most diverse Australian team? Say some five-year-old school kid, kindergarten kid rocks up to our whistle team if we form one. And then some retiree that's 90 wants to be a part of it as well. That is the most diverse Australian sport ever.
Exactly. It is inclusive A anything. I was going to change things up to be less crude. But what? How, you and I have agreed that we're pretty good whistlers.
Yeah.
Oh.
That was terrible by
it's
you.
It's hard to whistle into a microphone.
You've got a lot more work to go. I think I need to show you the old tricks of the trade.
Yeah.
Is it because we're talking?
It's because you got to moisten your lips. It's the key to good whistling.
Oh, I'm very blowy today.
Not the first time. No. I feel like the secret to good whistling is a combination of factors, really. It's the loudness of the whistle, the length that you can go expelling that whistle, the tune.
Yep. And how well you blow as well.
Yep. All good factors. So we want to just test the waters here. 13, 12, 16. Can you whistle? Not can you whistle, because most people can. But are you good at whistling? Do you reckon you're good enough to make the Australian whistling team?
Well, if we want to be a part of the team, I'll tell you what, you and I, based on our performance just then, need to, a little bit of work. We need to work on a little bit more. However, if you go to our Instagram page, Hit GV, we put up a video yesterday. We did do a performance in the office for Will Radley, one of the guys in the office, his birthday.
Yep.
You can see how good we are there. Imagine us two, but with a whole bunch of other people helping us out.
I know. This is your chance, GV. Give us a call now, 13 12 16, if you want to represent your country and you reckon you can whistle while you work, maybe if you're at work. Right? I don't know. Call us regardless.
Are we ready?
The catch up with Josiah and Ellie.
Sarah from Shep, how are your whistle skills, my friend?
On point, guys.
Oh, I like the confidence.
Very strong words, aren't they?
Yes, straight off the gates. I love it. All right. Are you more of a tuneful whistler or more of a, you know, you've got a bit of volume to it?
I can do both.
Both? Okay. Cheers. Yeah. This is the most confident person I've ever heard, and I love it.
I want to be in this team.
Yes. Well, we hope you're good at harmonising as well. Should we get her to give us a little demo?
Yeah. Okay. We're going to need you to take it away. You need to pick your own song. Go for it. You can choose whatever song you like, Sarah.
Okay. Well, I'm going to do the whistle song, because it's obvious.
Oh, of course.
But I'll whistle it.
Okay. Good. All right. The floor's all yours. Okay. Show us what you got.
All right. Oh, I ran out of breath.
Okay, you're thinking of blow my whistle.
Yeah.
Not, I thought you meant, can you blow my whistle,
oh, Flo
baby?
Rider.
Yeah, there's too many whistle songs.
Well.
I mean, you're not bad. I felt like you need a bit more moisture around the lips to give it a bit more oomph, but we'll consider you part of the team very soon if we decide to go through with it.
No worries.
All right, thanks, Sarah. Let's move on to Paul from Shep. Paul, do you fancy yourself a bit of a whistler?
Yeah.
Ever wanted to represent your country?
Oh, I don't know about that, but I can't whistle.
But if you got the opportunity to represent your country, you'd take it, wouldn't you, Paul?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah. Paul's probably like an Olympic sprinter or something, and he's like, I don't want to be part of your whistle team. All right, Paul, show us your whistle skills. What you got? I like the length of it. Was that all one breath, Paul?
I can blow out and then in and still keep whistling.
That's a good skill to have. You know what? Consider yourself considered in our team, Paul. We're going to keep your number. And if we get permission to form the Australian team, you're in.
That is such a good skill. We need someone with that skill set. Amazing. All right, Paul, you're officially on the consideration list. Well done.
No worries, thank you.
All right, let's go to Tamara from Shep. Tam, do you have whistle skills, my friend?
Guys, I have the best whistling skills you're ever going to hear throughout the entire Golden Valley.
That's a big call, because Jay and I both consider ourselves quite good whistlers. What have you got that we don't?
Oh, wait. So I had to do my farm work out here to get my visa. So when I was doing the farm work, one of the farmers, he taught me how to do that big farm whistle. You know, oh, the one, like, with the two fingers in the mouth, and it's super, super loud.
Yeah, okay.
I think that's called something else.
What do you mean?
Like, no, don't take it the wrong way. Like, I mean, if you put your thumb and your index finger in your mouth and you blow really hard, I know it sounds really bad, but it's really loud.
Okay, all right. You've intrigued me. You've brought me in. Let's hear it. Give us your best whistle, your all best right. farm whistle.
All right, let me just make sure my windows are in a car. It's bloody loud.
Oh, hold on. When you do this, are there going to be a bunch of cows that just come running? Or?
I'd probably say so.
Okay.
All right, take it away, Tim.
Ready?
Oh, wow. Whoa. You were taught very well.
Oh, my God. I can see the cows. They're running down Windham Street. They're coming for you, Tim.
It's very loud in there.
Well, I'm detecting a bit of an accent. Are you an Australian citizen? Are you going to be able to represent our country?
Oh, can I be like an honorary citizen? I've got my 2-year visa now. That's long enough.
Well, no, hang on. We will have to check because we don't want any dual citizenship sagas.
No.
We don't want any controversy involved.
Barnaby
Joyce. Consider yourself considered, Tamara.
Yep, you are considered. And if not, like, all the best sporting teams always have a foreign coach. So
exactly right. I'll step in as coach. I can teach anyone this. It's really easy.
All right, well, give us one more whistle before we let you go, Tam. Oh. Music to my ears. Well done, my friend. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks, guys.
Hey, feel free to get in touch with us anytime if you want to be part of the whistle team. Hit us up on the socials like Goulds11 has just done. My goodness, Goulds, you have got the best whistle I've ever heard. You're definitely part of the team.
He's better than all three of those callers put together. No offense, guys. Keep your videos coming, Instagram, or give us a call on 13 12 16.
This is The Catch Up with Josiah and Ellie.
The lovely people at Stanley's Cafe down on High Street. Awesome little cafe. We went and had breakfast there the other day. They've given us a voucher for you to go and have brunch there on Saturday.
Yeah, super keen for brunch already. I am starving.
Yeah, you and me both. Hey, Stanley, send us some coffee.
Hey, guys, if you think you're good at riddles, listen up, need your help. 13, 12, 16. If you want to win that and if you know the answer, should I kick it off with an easy one?
Yeah, right.
Cool. Well, I am the riddle master because we all know that I'm dumb enough not to be able to get any of these right. So I am the one that asks the riddles. You have to answer them. You're going to play against Ellie this morning.
13, 12, 16. If you know the answer to the riddles we're about to give you, and that voucher to Stanley's could be all yours.
All right. Let's kick it off with an easy one this morning. What is Santa Claus? Kids, you should know this. What's his nationality? He's from a certain country in the world. I'm Australian. I was born here. So were you.
Yeah.
What is Santa Claus, though? That is the big question this morning.
Well, I'm now second guessing. Is the place that he's from an actual place? Yes, it is, right?
Absolutely is.
But no one lives there except for him.
Possibly. I don't give the answers or clues. I just ask the riddles.
So he's the only one of his nationality, him and Mrs. Claus, obviously. Unless maybe she's from somewhere else. She just moved to the North Pole in search of a better life.
What is Santa's nationality? Is he American? Is he Australian? Is he something else? Who knows? I'm not giving away clues right now. A Stanley's voucher up for grabs. If anyone knows the answer, 13, 12, 16 is our number. It is very quiet at the moment. Surely it's not that hard, is it?
Well, okay, so I'll put it out there. He's from the North Pole.
Correct.
So, is he, I want to say Polish, but that's Poland. Poland's not that close to the North Pole, is it?
No. Poland is in Europe, but you're on the right track.
Can I just say, like, North Polish?
Eleanor Rose Cheney, you are on the money.
Are you kidding? Boom!
All right, here we go. We go straight to the next one then.
Okay, all right.
You're 1-0 at the moment. Stanley's voucher is all yours.
Thanks so much. I'm excited for my ham and cheese toasty.
All right, Ellie, I reckon you won't get this one. Okay. This will go straight over your head.
Okay.
What's black when you get it?
Yep.
Red when you use it, and white when you're done with it.
black when you get it.
13, 12, 16 is our number. That is a voucher is up for grabs. What's black when you get it, red when you use it, and white when you're done with it. Oh, you've got it, have you?
I think I know.
Go on.
Is it charcoal?
Oh, she is.
Is it really?
She is on fire. Can you give someone a chance to call
up and
play?
I know. I'm stealing the Stanley vouchers from people.
13, 12, 16. Good morning. What's your name?
Kai.
Kai. Is it Kai or Guy?
Kai, K-A-I.
Sorry, Kai. What town are you from?
Mount Beauty.
All right, Kai from Mount Beauty. Hold the line. We're going to try and get you this voucher. Let's see if you can beat Ellie with this question. Are you ready?
Okay, yeah.
I'm always hungry, right? And will die if not fed. Whatever I touch will soon turn to red. Do you know the answer?
No.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, Kai. You called up anyway. Do we give the voucher anyway?
Well, no, hold on. We can work through this one. We can work through it. Can you repeat it for me, please?
I'm always hungry and will die if not fed. Whatever I touch will soon turn red. As in red.
Always hungry, I'll die if not fed. Oh, where'd the music go? We need some of this.
There she is. It's an easy one.
I'm always hungry, I'll die if not fed.
13, 12, 16, a Stanley's voucher up for grabs. What's your name?
Hayley.
What is the answer this morning?
Is it a fire?
Bang!
Oh, how did I get the charcoal one and not that one? Very similar concepts.
Hey, that's Stanley's voucher. Breakfast Saturday morning, all yours. Congratulations.
Thank you.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch Up with Josiah and Ellie.
Now, something very cool is happening in Benalla this weekend. The Wall to Wall Festival is going to be happening. So we thought we want to hear a bit more about it from the person who the festival was named after, current committee member Alice Wall. She joins us now. It's not a name, is it? It's not a name. I knew it. Josiah's like, make sure you say that the festival was named after her.
Alice, first of all, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Sarah and Ellie.
Ellie just said to me before we chatted to you, she said, what's her name? I said, it's Alice Wall. And she's like, what? I said, yeah, they named the festival after her.
No. I love your work.
Oh, I'm sorry, Ellie. It's Alice Martin. Thanks for joining us.
As soon as I started saying it, I just saw this glint in his eye that I'm becoming all too familiar with, which is him stitching me up. So I apologize. Alice Martin, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
Now, Alice, you are one of the committee members. We're so excited for this weekend. It's going to be an awesome day. Friday, Saturday and Sunday, what can we expect from this year's Wall to Wall?
So this year we have 26 artists in total coming and 12 of those are local. So we're really trying to focus on making sure that we've got that exposure for our local talent. The international artists we've got coming this year are incredible. We've got people coming from Malaysia, from Athens, Belgium, I think. It's an incredible lineup.
Can I ask, in Benalla, there's obviously a lot of street art there already. What happens to all those? Are they going to be painted over the top of or...?
No, so we're painting over maybe two or three murals this year, but we are trying to expand on the festival. So we're going to end up with over 80 murals this year.
Wow, that's amazing.
That is huge.
It is incredible. It is such a condensed outdoor gallery, basically, walking around the streets of Benalla now.
Can I just walk around with a thing of chalk and just draw on the wall, on the roads and like, do my own art? Or does that detract from the experience?
Look, I mean, if small children can do it, you can too, Ellie.
Yes. Hey. I've got the same artistic prowess as a small child, I'll tell you what. So.
Me too. So, well, I'll join you.
Yeah, stick to the organising, you two. Alice, can I also ask, in the town of Goorambat, the big silos, are we painting those again? Are we getting some big murals?
Yeah, so we've got D-Vate out there painting this year. So he did the mural last year as well. He's incredibly talented and connects so well with that local community. And they've got a whole lot of events happening out in Goorambat. They've got a little market on. They've got their famous Devonshire tea. So, yeah, Goorambat's definitely the place to be. And we've got buses by Gold Coin Donation heading out from Benalla regularly through the weekend.
I am so excited. The town of Benalla comes alive. There's going to be food and stuff as well.
Absolutely. We're going to have a hub down on the Benalla Lake foreshore, so that'll have food trucks, some bars on the Saturday. So it's going to be a really exciting place. Lots of activities for the kids as well. So from little kids right through to we've got some more youth-oriented stuff. So the Freezer event is happening. They'll have their own stage. It's just going to be an incredible event. We've got activities happening down at the skate park. Something for everyone.
If you want more info, walltowallfestival.com. Get involved, go on the website and make sure you get to the town of Benalla this weekend because it is one of the best events in the GV. It's one of my favourites as well. I call Benalla the inland Byron Bay because I feel like the town's becoming a little bit like that, Alice.
Absolutely. We're maybe not quite as alternative, but we're certainly enjoying some great art.
Yeah, we'll get down wall to wall, honour Alice Wool, who apparently it was named after. I'm still going to just keep believing that. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much.
This is The Catch Up with Josiah and Ellie.
Guess what? Maccas have got a new McFlurry.
Now, you know the key to my heart is desserts and ice cream. Mm-hmm. Big fan. As a kid, my mum fed me with vanilla ice cream and Milo on top. That's where the cravings start and the addiction. Cold Rock is a big friend
and
of mine.
And the obesity.
McFlurry is the other one on my list where I can just have every McFlurry under the sun times infinity. Delish.
What are your thoughts on a Caramello McFlurry?
Now, I've seen the photos.
Yeah.
And I hope this is not an April Fool's joke, and I hope this is true, because a Caramello, Dairy Milk, Cadbury, McFlurry, it's like all my dreams in one.
Well, I never get McFlurries when I go to Macca's. I'm a caramel sundae girl. So if it's anything like that, then...
Would you get it, though, if it is on the menu?
Yeah, if it's caramel, come at me.
Are the rumours true, though?
We're going to have to find out. All right, we've got the number for Shepherd and McDonald's, which is literally about 50 metres away from us, but we're not walking over.
We could, but nah.
All right, let's give them a call, see if they've got it.
Shepherd and McDonald's, this is Daniel speaking.
Hi, Daniel. It's Josiah and Ellie from Hit 96.9. How are you, mate?
Good, mate. How are you?
You got a quick sec?
Yeah.
Mate, we hear there's a new McFlurry flavour, and I just want to confirm if you guys have got it in store.
Yeah, we do. It's the Caramello.
Like right now, it's like you're serving it right now as we speak?
Yes, we are.
Oh, mate, my God.
It looks like heaven. Is it as good as it looks on the photos?
It's pretty good.
Is it anything like the Caramel Sundae that you guys do? Because that's my go-to when I go to Macca's.
It's a complete different sort of caramel sauce, but it's just as good.
Wow. You know what my go-to normally is, Daniel, is you might have seen me a few times come through drive-thru late at night, McFlurry with M&Ms as well as Oreos, the full mix. I'm going to have to change it up. Yeah, I'm going to get this new one. I don't know whether to go M&Ms or Oreo or what I should do now.
Just go everything.
I love that.
You will be seeing me tonight, I promise you, Daniel.
Hey, Daniel, before we let you go, can I ask you one thing that I've always wondered about Macca's?
Can we get free coffees?
Well, yes, there's that. But also, when we come in the drive-thru, can you see us or is it just based on sound?
We do see you as well.
What, there's a camera behind the speakers?
Yeah, there's a camera, it points to the speakers.
No, wait, can you see into the car or can you just see like the outside of the car?
Yeah, with the right lighting you can see inside the car.
That is good to know. That puts to bed 27 years of me wondering that question. Okay, thanks, Daniel.
Well, game changer, mate. Thanks for the coffee this morning and we'll be back for a McFlurry later tonight.
No worries, sounds great.
I'm so good. Look at that. We've solved two of life's mysteries in one day. That drive-through thing, I swear to God, every time I go to Macca's.
How many times do we need to say... Golden Valley, that we are an educational program.
You're so wrong.
Get that and heaps more anytime, anywhere.
Get the catch up at hits.com.au or download the Hit app.